Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Serwinski. On today's program, I am joined by Hotel Patti owner Tom Maxwell and the three co-owners of La Poste, Jenny Eklund, Mary Rose Nichols, and Colleen Eckhoff. Today, we are talking about the sale of La Poste to Mr. Maxwell.
So first of all, just tell us a little bit about how this came to be in the first place.
Well, Tom showed up in our community about a year ago, and that was exciting news for the Hotel Patti. And then in March, I believe, is when his deal finally came final with the hotel, and we got to visit more with him and really create a friendship. Really, we created a friendship from the get-go, and we just kind of tossed the idea out there, you know, just as something to chatter about. And then a few months went on, and we talked about it again, and I think just a bit later in the year, it was serious, and we all agreed to this. But like we've said before, Tom has really dedicated himself to our community, the hotel, and this coming together of the hotel and La Poste economically is wonderful for Perry, and we want to continue to move that forward and make that happen. Work with Tom. We feel like we're with a wonderful team. I think, like Mary Rose said, was when they showed their commitment to the arts and Art on the Prairie, that's what really made us know that this is the family we want to be part of.
You had some other people approach you over the years, really since you turned La Poste around, about possibly purchasing it. So why was now the time to do it?
Some of them were very serious about it, and some we think that were just dreaming maybe, but they didn't show the commitment and the dedication to our community or to La Poste that we were looking for. And the Maxwells, Tom and Vicki, showed that, and we knew that this was the group, this was the team we wanted to be on. The other ones were, I think, looking more of a investment or...
or maybe change what the building was going to be used for.
Definitely.
Maybe a restaurant or something.
Definitely.
And we've had all these months where we've gotten to know Tom and Vicki. And I think that's just made us all the more comfortable because we could see how this whole relationship, weddings and events, we could really make good use of both buildings.
For sure. Now, the three of you, were you actively looking to sell a post, or was this just sort of something that happened to come up?
I want to say it just basically happened to come up. It's not that we posted anything or said anything or did anything. It just happened. And then we saw the value of the hotel. You know, and I've said it before, Joe, that La Poste can live without the hotel. We've proved that. But once Tom got the hotel and he's letting us fill his rooms and he's working with us, it just made a stronger positive for Perry.
Now, Tom, why was this something that you decided that you wanted to pursue in acquiring La Poste?
Well, I think the very first visit, which just was interesting because it corresponded to 1 year exactly yesterday when we were visiting over at La Poste, but my very first interactions with the ladies were very positive. You walk into La Poste and you see this just gorgeous venue. Obviously, I wasn't in Perry at the time when they first took it over to see it prior to what they've done. So all I've seen is just how beautiful, what a tremendous project it's been for them to get it to the level that it is today. It's iconic. It's historic. Very similar to what the hotel, I think, brings to Perry as well. When you meet with them and you work with these ladies, you realize their passion for the arts and for music. It's so evident in what they do every day. And you look at two venues, and I've had this conversation with them before. We didn't want to use the word competitor at any time that we ever interacted, but there's also no way to not be that in a way as well. And we had a great relationship. We were very cordial to each other, loved these ladies tremendously. But if the event went to La Poste and the event did not come to the hotel, theoretically that was a competitive action really in a way. And we were doing our best to bridge that gap. We were doing our best to open our hotel rooms to them for any of their events that they wanted. Catering, anything we could do to supplement, we wanted to do so. And then when we started talking about the possibility of putting the two together, it just seemed like the synergies were there. It just seemed like it was perfectly aligned for what both facilities was trying to do. And Vicki and I spent many, many hours talking about this, and she just adores them. So she's like, you know, Tom, don't do anything to make them mad at you, number one. make sure that you do everything they tell you to do, and this is going to be a great thing. So, obviously, when they brought up the idea of doing this, you know, at first you're just trying to get your feet wet with the hotel and try to understand Perry. And I shared this story with him earlier that, you know, my goal was to own 3 or 4 more hotels by the end of this year. I've completely abandoned that idea. I do not want to do that now. That's of no interest to me because when I'm home, I want to be in Perry. You know, when I'm in Perry, obviously I'd like to be home and I don't want to divide my time any more than that. And, you know, the beauty of what they do at La Poste is that nothing changes. You know, Handlebar Happy Hour continues. The arts continue. Music continues. It doesn't change at all. And it just allows us to now really dive deeper as one team to try to provide even a more enhanced experience for any of our guests that come through either venue.
Okay, so what are your plans moving forward with La Poste?
To, again, do everything they tell me to do, provide support any way I can. They do a great job. What I would like to see is now that Harvey's at Hotel Patti is in position, we are more equipped to handle catering events and to be able to do catering events at the level that the ladies want us to be able to do at La Poste. So I'd like to see our catering business grow significantly. And we've talked about if you have a bride and groom come to Perry, they're either going to go to La Poste to look at their venue or they're going to come to hotel to look at our venue. Now they're looking at our venues. And it doesn't matter which one they pick. It doesn't matter why they pick. We're just trying to now find the best perfect venue for that particular couple. And, you know, if it's a bigger wedding, we couldn't have hosted them here at the hotel. So now we would obviously be able to host those at La Poste. What a beautiful opportunity for a bride and groom. They're probably going to stay here. They could maybe have their rehearsal dinner here at the hotel, then have their ceremony and their reception at La Poste, and then come back to the hotel on Sunday and have a brunch before everybody departs. I mean, what a perfect combination of utilizing both venues to their maximum ability.
For sure. How will you three stay involved with La Poste moving forward?
Mary has already got the year planned for the arts and the music. That's
we'll just
Mary's.
Continue. We talked to Tom earlier about that, and he was on board with having us plan ahead in that way. And you kind of have to with musicians to get on their calendars. And so, again, that's what sold me on the whole idea of continuing on with the sale, because we can continue with all the music and the art and the festivals.
Mm-hmm. And I think we're just going to continue to do what we've always done, either for Handlebar, for events.
I think, too, I feel such joy and relief when I have a bride, and I have done it several times. I tested the water a few months ago before this was ever, and won on a few things of having the bride at the hotel and La Poste. And it's easy to sell the hotel. It's easy to sell La Poste. Another thing, though, is that having Katie Harvey here and Han Won and being able to work with them, we feel very blessed in that. Mm-hmm. Also, we are looking at on slow days, Monday, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Mary just started a project a few days ago of workshops at La Poste, but then we're bringing people from out of town, out of state, to fill the rooms, to have them cater the lunches, the dinners, their annual events, whatever that might be. So Mary's already moved forward in that direction, and Colleen and I'll help her make that happen and continue to grow the business at La Poste and at the hotel with different things like that on our slow days. Because our busy days, Thursday, Friday, Saturdays, Sundays, La Poste is cranking from June to October already, but we have some empty spots we want to fill. And of course, this first quarter and in the first few months, we've got things in the works. It's just needed to solidify it.
So it sounds like not a whole lot is going to change other than who signs the paychecks.
Exactly. Thank you.
That's a very good way to put it, Joe.
Anything else that any of you would like to mention to our listeners?
I would just like to say, when you look at the two venues in Perry, them coming together, I hope everybody views that as a strong positive for Perry. That is absolutely, people sitting around this table, that's our goal, is to embrace the two and what they bring to Perry and put them together and try to just strengthen it and bring more people to town and just build on the history of the hotel and build on the history of La Poste.
I'm just thankful, just blessed, and glad we're one big happy family. And I'm going to put my Christmas list together for next year.
All right. Well, thank you all so much for joining me and for all the information. I appreciate it very much.
Thank you, Joe.
That's been today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program with Tom Maxwell, Jenny Eklund, Mary Rose Nichols, and Colleen Eckhoff. You can find this program at RaccoonValleyRadio.com. My name is Joe Sierwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.